Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Hello, Ron. We thank you so very much, and a good morning to you and everyone listening. It is 6:03. Time to call Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. Why pay 40%? Pay 25%. Come on. Call 888-98-TWINS. Hello to everyone. Hit us on that hotline, excuse me, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. So much to get into as we drift into the holiday weekend, and we're going to have a good time. Hopefully you stay safe and everything of the such, and we see you back here. We'll all be back here on Tuesday. Various people work in various times throughout the weekend, so you hear different voices and all of that. But right now we talk about what is one of the bigger stories out of OTAs, and you try to extract sometimes water from a stone, I think, from OTAs, but there really are stories at this OTA. There really are. And I think the biggest one is probably Deontay Johnson, because people come down firmly on one side or the other, and it's difficult to sway them, probably impossible to sway them, because they're set in their ways. Should he be there or not? You get people who say, yeah, come on, you got to be their team, no lying team. Then you got other people that say it's a business decision. How can you begrudge a guy for making a business decision? And there's not a whole lot of gray area or things in the middle. But let's present kind of both sides, guys, and go back and forth on this, or at least talk about it. So he isn't at OTAs, and we know that because Chase Claypool told us. We're not telling people that.
Much appreciated.
We know it because Chase Claypool told us. So he isn't there. Deontay Johnson is. He is going into a lame duck year on a contract, right? He feels as if he's a pretty darn good football player. And if you look at it, no matter what you think about the drops, they got better last year. On top of that, if you look at the stats, he was, I want to say, second or third in receptions, fifth in targets last year, and number 10, I believe, in yards. So that all, you put that into second in targets, fifth in receptions, and 10th or so in yards. You jumble that into a ball, for me, it becomes a top 15 receiver in the league. That said, it's a guy, too, who you say, is he one of the premier receivers in the NFL? Probably not, but he's on the cusp. And he's trying to be the best receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and that's still probably in the balance. So should he be there? I say you probably have to, for the sake of being consistent. If you thought it was okay, this is just my line of thinking, for TJ Watt to not be at some activities, I don't know how you apply anything different to Deontay Johnson. That's the baseline I use when I come up with my opinion. I can't begrudge a guy who is 25 years old, who probably only has a window of 10 more years to make big money in his life, and who doesn't want to get hurt and is doing the best for him, when I didn't begrudge TJ Watt.
See, I just don't know if it's necessarily the best thing for him to do to maximize those earnings. Because like you, I agree. It's voluntary. You don't want to show up for voluntary? Fine. Don't show up. That's fine. That's your decision. But I don't know if Deontay Johnson is looking to remain a guy that is looked at by some as on the come up, and not just kind of an afterthought. Like Cook and Starkey talked yesterday about this PFF ranking of wide receivers. He's not even listed. He's not even listed amongst the top, I think, like 25. Now, that's an oversight by that person who wrote that article, because he's somewhere in there, certainly. I think he's 15-ish is a good way to look at it. But I don't know what favors it does Deontay Johnson to not at least be there, to at least pull the TJ Watt-style hold in like he did last year, like Minka is doing right now, where he's there, but how much is he actually doing? And I just don't think, especially when there's young receivers who are hungry, who've been brought in as two of the top four picks, who might not take his job now but could do so in the future, I don't know how much sense it makes.
It's such a same page position, too. Like, you have to be on the same page as the person that is throwing to you. New quarterbacks. Obviously, you drafted a young guy, Mitch Trubisky. You have to get on the same page as a receiver, and that starts now. So I think that he has to be there. And, you know, it is not just the football stuff of it. How did we figure out Deontay Johnson wasn't there, Crow?
By being there.
Well, how do we know that he wasn't at OTA?
Chase Claypool saying
Chase Claypool, right? Now he's putting Chase Claypool in a situation.
No, he's not. The Steelers are. Because we could see it with our eyes, and we're not allowed to report it, Doran. He's not putting Chase Claypool in any situation.
Yes, he is. He's making him talk about
his
situation.
No, he's not. The Steelers are.
Chase Claypool is talking.
Because reporters are standing there with their own eyes, and media protocol doesn't allow them to say it.
Okay, but if he was there, then Chase Claypool wouldn't have to talk about it.
No, he's... If reporters were allowed to logically say, I can see with my eyes he's not here, then they wouldn't have to ask Chase Claypool.
Right. But you're both right. They wouldn't have to ask about it if the policies were different. But
no, they wouldn't. If I was standing on a football field and I saw he wasn't there,
I'd be like, why isn't your teammate Deontay Johnson? Have you talked to him? What's he doing?
I think that's fair, yeah.
But that's not on Chase.
Right.
I don't think there's any onus on Chase Claypool. I don't think this paints him in a bad light.
No, it doesn't. I'm saying that you don't need to put your teammates in positions to talk for you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You don't need to put you're putting your teammates in position to talk and be the mouthpiece for you. Whenever if you were there, they wouldn't have to talk for you.
Well, let me ask.
A guy like Chase Claypool doesn't need to be talking about anybody but himself.
Let's go back a year then, or let's go back all the way through training camp last year. Did people really speak for and were asked questions about TJ Watt?
I think they were, I think the difference is, for me, Colin, anyway, the difference here is Deontay Johnson is not TJ Watt. And that's not to downgrade Deontay Johnson, what I think he can be. I think he could be some team's number one wide receiver. He's this team's number one wide receiver.
Right.
But he's not his side of the ball player of the year quality guy. When TJ sat out, I think everybody was on the same page. And to Doran's point, Cam kind of stood there and he did speak for him a little bit. But Cam's the de facto leader of this team, especially the defensive side of the ball.
I have a hard time when you're not mandated to be anywhere.
Yeah. I agree.
To be critical of somebody who doesn't decide to go somewhere. In particular, if you just apply it to any line of work, and this is this man's job. If somebody says to you, you can work at home and do the things you need to do, or you have to come in and be in here and be somewhere, you get that choice. On top of that, Deontay Johnson has proven to be ready, and he did improve his game last year in terms of the one thing that people had a big problem with, which is the drops. That's proven. That's in stats. That's there. I'm not the biggest Deontay Johnson fan. I'm just not. But in a manner of being consistent, I can't be critical of him here. I do understand the continuity that people want to go ahead and try to serve with new quarterbacks, and I get that, and I understand all that part. But if you want to make it mandatory, make it mandatory. I can't be critical of somebody who is somewhere they don't have to be.
And it will be in a couple weeks, and we'll see if he shows up for that mandatory minicamp.
If he has a game two or game three where he has two touchdowns and 164 yards.
We won't remember any of this.
You won't remember anything that happened on May 26th.
Just real quick, to stretch your analogy, because I like it, the analogy of a regular workplace, and if you're told you can work from home, there's a ton of people that I'm sure will take that option today, right? They'll work from home, air quotes, and they'll move the mouse every once in a while to make it look like they're active at home. I don't know how many of those people, and if some of those people are looking to get a raise, I don't know if it necessarily behooves them to be the person who works from home if they have the option to go in and try to impress the boss.
But how many of those people can only work for 10 years and essentially make 90% of the money they're going to make in their life?
This is such a reliable job, though. You're relying on other people for you to make money. So you have to be there.
Here's my deal on all this, though. I think if you're an athlete, you need to do whatever you can to maximize your ability to get that bag when you can. I just don't think this is the best way to go about it. TJ Watt got better every single season from a sack perspective. Every year, he was a known. If he's sitting out, I know what I'm getting when I pay that guy. Deontay Johnson was great through 12 games last year. After that, 5 catches for 76, 5 for 38, 6 for 51, 8 for 31, 7 for 51, 5 for 34 in the playoffs. He fell off the face of the earth when stuff got hard and after he didn't make the Pro Bowl. And so to me, he ain't proven it. He proved he could do it through 12 games. Show up, get better, and then I can pay you. But if you ain't getting better, if you're not consistent, I can't pay you. So you
he also was playing with a 107-year-old quarterback who couldn't throw the football down the football field. And I think that Deontay Johnson, for me, and again, I'm not the biggest Deontay Johnson fan. I'm just trying to present sort of both sides. He catches so much stuff too near the scrimmage line because he had to with the quarterback.
Sure.
I think that once he gets, and again, maybe I'm making the opposite argument that he needs to work on stuff down the field with these other quarterbacks. I think we'll see Deontay Johnson and we'll see more air under the football and him catching footballs a lot further from the scrimmage line.
Or maybe he even becomes a little Debo light and starts running some of that Canada jet action and taking the ball from all different spots and it blows up this year. That's a possibility.
Sure, it'd be nice to see it now then.
Thank you.
But does how much they work on things right now, is there an applicability quotient to what happens in the regular season? We all say, because here's the part I find hypocritical. At every blush, in every turn, people say, this is just football in shorts. What do you mean? So many people say that, but now it's ultra important when someone's not there.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is applicable for the season, and especially the circumstances. And you know, I don't want to sound redundant, but the quarterback situation, you need to be on the same page. And it is going to be a different offense. Like, it's going to be a different offense. The actual plays that Matt Canada wants to run are going to be in the offense, and that's being installed now. Yeah, there's going to be different forms and different ways that they're going to run it during the season that they actually run it, but the foundation of his offense is being installed right now as we speak. Right now as we speak, the foundation of Matt Canada's offense is being installed, and everybody that's going to be a part of that should probably be there.
But last thing, do we hold then – so it's not just one company line. It's case-by-case basis on if we're critical of people who are at OTAs or not. Like, we look at different variables?
I do. I think, and again, I'm not necessarily critical of Deontay Johnson from a fan standpoint of, oh, you got to be there and run every route and do that. No, like I said, you could even show up and do the TJ or Minka thing and do the whole hold-in where you just go through some individual drills and some pass-catching things and not team drills.
Or just be an install. Like, right. even before practice, whenever you're installing plays, just be there.
I'd be okay with that. I just don't think, more importantly to me, for Deontay Johnson, I don't think it's the best business decision because of all the things Doran just mentioned.
I'm with you. I know what the kicker can do if he's not there, if he's not in any of the videos. I know what Watt and Minka can do. I just think Deontay needs to get better. I think he'd get better by being there.
I also think from his standpoint and from his business people's standpoint, they say you can also get hurt like Teddy Bridgewater did. And if that happens, then would Steeler fans be upset if he got hurt? Do they think that their team would be less potent?
No, because they drafted two other receivers. They'd be like, oh, well, next man up.
See, I think they'd be less potent because I'm not ready to pencil those young wide receivers into his role yet. I wouldn't necessarily be mad because, unfortunately, people get hurt in practice sometimes, even against air.
Wow. See, I think the Steelers are a much better football team with him on the football field than not on the football field.
I think they're better. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.